This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Susie Q, Susie Q, lots of fun and a monster too. Susie Q, Susie Q, adventures all day long.
Everybody, it's me, Susie Pugh, and I'm just an ordinary girl who lives in an ordinary house in an ordinary street.
Yeah, she is.
That's my best friend, Smurt. He's a great big shape-changing, wobbly alien blob with eyes on stalks. And he lives in our garden shed.
Hiya, everybody.
And we're here to tell you all about our latest amazing adventure.
Oh, brilliant!
It all started when I went to visit Smurt in the garden shed. Hello, Smurt. It's me, Susie Pugh.
Wow. Hello, Susie Pugh.
What's wrong? Why are you out of breath?
I've been running.
You've not been chasing Dave the Brick again, have you?
No, I've not been chasing Dave the Brick. I've been training for the Manchester Marathon.
The what?
The Marathon, Susie Pugh. It's a big race.
I know what a marathon is, Smurt. It's a very big race. In fact, it's 26 miles long.
Is it? 26? Wow! Whoopie-doo, Susie Pugh!
Smurt, are you sure you can run all that way?
I've got to. Lots of people have promised to give money to the hospital if I finish the race. Will you help me, Susie Pugh?
Of course I will. What do you want me to do?
Get me a pie.
Unbelievable. So after Smurt had eaten his pie, I started to help him get ready for the big race.
Do it, Smurt. Two, three.
We went out every day for a run.
Smurt, are you with me? Smurt, where did you go?
We did exercises in the shed.
Down, two, three, four. Hop, two, three, four. Down.
And we ate loads of healthy food, like wholemeal bread and fruit and vegetables and... Smurt!
Sorry.
Well, Smurt, I think you're ready to run the Manchester Marathon.
I'm as ready as a fish in a waistcoat, Susie Pugh.
OK. Hang on a minute. Who's that?
Who? What? Where?
Out the window. Look, it's Miranda Dibbleplop and Arthur Halfbottom. And they're wearing running clothes.
What are they up to, Susie Pugh?
I don't know, Smurt, but I'm going to go and find out. Excuse me, hello, Mr. Halfbottom.
Hello, Susie Pugh.
What do you want? Hello, Miss Dibbleplop. I was just wondering, you're not going out running, are you?
I don't see that it's any of your business, Susie Pugh, but if you must know, we're getting ready for a race.
Not the Manchester Marathon. I mean, marathon.
Yes, Miss Pugh. What's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. It's just, well, a friend of mine's running it as well.
Not a great big wobbly lump of weep called Smurt, by any chance?
I don't know what you mean, Miss Dibbleplop.
Well, you mark my words, Miss Pugh. If I see that alien monster at the marathon, I'll catch him and make him go back to the planet Merg, where he belongs. You see if I don't.
Well, I dashed back to the shed faster than you could say Philly Mazilly Mazillip.
Philly Mazilly Mazillip.
It's no good, Smurt. You can't run the marathon. If you do, Arthur and Miranda will catch you and take you away.
But I want to run, Susie Pugh. I want to get people to give money to the hospital.
Oh, I know, Smurt, but you can't.
Listen, Susie Pugh. There'll be loads and loads and loads of people running in this race. I bet I can run it without Mr. Halfbottom or Miranda Dibbleplop even seeing me in the crowd.
Oh, it's a big risk, Smurt.
I know, but if I don't run, the hospital won't get the money. So I'm going to do it.
Oh, Smurt, I'm proud of you. As soon as the man fires his gun, you're off. Okay, Smurt?
Okie dokie doo, Susie Pugh.
I'll meet up with you a bit further on and see how you're getting on.
On your marks. Get set.
Go on, Smurt!
Fantabulistic!
Smurt was right. There were loads of other people running the race. Some of them ran fast and went past him. Some of them ran slower and Smurt ran past them.
And then...
Who's telling this story?
Oh, sorry, Susie Pew.
And then... Smurt heard the sound of two people running right behind him.
Don't look now, Smurt, but Arthur and Miranda are behind you.
Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, Poosh Mush.
Oh, Smurt, leg it.
Smurt ran and ran as fast as he could. And by the time I met up with him again, he'd left Mr. Halfbottom and Miranda Dibbleplop far behind.
Yeah, and when I crossed that finish line, I was as happy as a fish in custard.
Until...
Hello, Susie Pew.
Oh, Poo Smush.
What smush?
Poo, nothing.
So, Miss Pew, we've got you at last. You and your alien friend, caught red-handed.
I've got purple hands.
Shush, Smurt.
Can I have your full name, please, sir?
Montmorency Makepeace Smurt.
Montmorency Makepeace Smurt, you are under arrest.
But why?
Because he is a great big wobbly lump of alien weep, that's why. And he's not supposed to be here with the rest of us.
But he's... But Mr. Halfbottom, this is just a man called Dave in a fancy dress costume.
What?
He's not an alien monster at all. He's just a man in a rubber suit, aren't you, Dave?
Yeah, I'm not a monster. I'm just a man in a suit.
Well, if he's just a man in a suit, he won't mind me taking his head off then, will he?
And with that, Mr. Halfbottom grabbed Smurt around the neck and tried to pull his head off.
See, Susie Pew, if this was a man in a costume, his head would come off and we could see the man inside.
Ow, with bells on.
Arthur?
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you what you think you're doing?
Ow.
It was a policeman. He'd seen Mr. Halfbottom trying to pull Smurt's head off and he'd come over to see what was happening. Hello, Mr. Policeman. This is my friend, Dave. He's just a man in a monster suit and this nasty man is trying to pull his head off.
Is that true, sir?
Of course not, officer. This isn't a man in a monster suit. This is a real, live alien from outer space. And he shouldn't be here.
I can confirm that, officer. I'm Miranda Dibbleplop from the Outer Space Police Force.
The what police force?
The Outer Space Police Force.
So you're a police officer from outer space, and this gentleman here isn't a man in a monster suit at all. He is in fact a real monster from outer space, and you want him to go home.
Yes.
Sir, I've been at the race all day, and I've seen people dressed as chickens and people dressed as teddy bears. And now it seems someone dressed as an alien monster.
From the planet Fmerg.
From the planet Fmerg?
But he's not dressed up. He's a real monster!
Very good, sir. I think you two had better come along with me.
Curses. Foiled again.
I can't believe you just said that.
And so, Miranda Dibbleplop and Mr. Halfbottom were taken away by the policeman.
Miranda? Yeah, because he believed I was a man in a suit all the time.
What was that?
Oh, that's just Dave the clock.
Well, that must mean it's goodbye time now.
Oh, Poo Smush. But we'll be back very soon with another story, though, won't we?
Of course we will.
One with me baking a cake while I'm playing hide and seek and reading a book about shoes.
Maybe, Smurt. Maybe. But until then, it's goodbye for now, everybody.
Yeah. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Susie Pew. Adventures all day long. Susie Pew, Susie Pew,
Susie Pew, Susie Pew, Susie Pew, and Smurt.
Susie Pew and a Monster 2 was written by Phil Collins and is a Made in Manchester production.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.